So how do you see this ending, this war?
I don't know, Sarah. I know this, that President Trump is the wrong guy to go up against. That's what I know.
This is my video update on this Wednesday afternoon, March the 11th, coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with some breaking news. We have a couple of breaking news stories to get to. Story number one is that the Iranian football team will not be participating in the FIFA World Cup, the 2026 FIFA World Cup, part of which is going to be taking place in the United States. The Iranian sports ministry has announced that they will refuse to participate in the World Cup. No surprise there. We have the news that Romania has given the green light to the United States military to use Romanian territory to launch strikes into Iran. So Romania is entering the war. That's big news. And we also have the breaking news that I am going to be crossing the street. That's some breaking news for you. The big breaking news that the European Union has announced sanctions against the unprovoked full-scale aggression of the United States. Kaya Kallas posted on X that EU ambassadors have agreed to place sanctions on the United States for its unprovoked full-scale aggression against Iran. Let me read you what Kallas posted. The EU continues to hold Iran accountable. I'm sorry, I messed up. I messed that one up. The EU has placed sanctions on Iran. The EU placed sanctions on Iran. Kaya Kallas posted, the EU continues to hold Iran accountable. Today, EU member states' ambassadors approved new sanctions targeting 19 regime officials and entities responsible for serious human rights violations. As the Iran war continues, the EU will protect its interests and pursue those responsible for domestic repression. It also sends a message to Tehran that Iran's future cannot be built on repression. So the EU placed sanctions on Iran. Okay. That makes complete sense in the mind of Kaya Kallas. Makes complete sense. Okay, sanctions on Iran, everybody, from the EU. So Witkoff, he gave an interview to I believe Fox News. Where else is he going to give an interview to? The Trump administration and Fox News, and Witkoff. He was, no, CNBC. See, I am messing up. Man, I am messing up today. He gave an interview to CNBC, and the reporter asked Witkoff, how do you see this war ending? And Witkoff's reply to the reporter, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. That was his reply to the billion dollar question. How do you, the Trump envoy for Iran, involved in all of the negotiations with Iran, part of Trump's inner circle, perhaps Trump's best buddy. How do you see the war ending? I have no freaking clue. I have no idea, said Witkoff. Well, if Witkoff doesn't know, who does know? What's the plan, everybody? If Witkoff has no idea what the plan is, then who knows what the plan is? Trust the plan. Just trust the plan, everybody. There is no plan, but trust the plan. So the New York Times is reporting that Trump and his advisors, they miscalculated on Iran's response to the war. The New York Times claims that Trump and his team, they went for a quick knockout of Iran, a mission to decapitate the Iranian regime. That is what the New York Times called it, according to their sources. And they did not expect the Iranian response with the Strait of Hormuz. That was one that they did not see coming. They went for the decapitation strike. It succeeded. They killed Khamenei, who was then replaced by a younger, more hardline version of Khamenei. But they got the decapitation strike. The regime did not fall. It did not collapse over the weekend. And they did not expect Iran to close the Strait of Hormuz. That was one that they did not see coming. According to the New York Times, Israeli officials, according to the Washington Post, are growing concerned. They are very worried about the operation, the war with Iran, because they did not get a collapse in the regime. And the Trump administration does not appear to have a plan as to what they want to achieve in this war and how they're going to go about the regime change. Many doubts that the regime change will even happen. Actually, the Israeli publication Ynet, they have sources very close to the Netanyahu administration, and they're saying that that a regime change is not going to happen. They're completely ruling it out. And Ynet is even reporting that they're giving this war 2 more weeks, roughly 2 more weeks of this war, and that'll be it. And the Trump administration, according to Ynet, they're trying to figure out the exit, how to get out of this war, what's going to be the narrative around the exits, how are they going to frame it as a victory. And what Israel is going to do, according to Ynet, is they're just going to use the next 2 weeks, give or take, to just inflict as much damage on Iran as they can. This is according to Ynet. They actually used the word euphoria. Euphoria has turned into disappointment. The war with Iran will last at least 2 more weeks and will not lead to the overthrow of the regime. So Ynet is ruling out regime change. But there is no plan after regime change. So yesterday we had a very interesting incident, which led to oil prices to go lower, to drop, and then oil prices went back up, and this all happened within a matter of hours, which is a volatility in the oil price that I don't think anyone has seen. And it all revolves around a post on X. The energy secretary, Chris Wright, is that his position? He posted on X, or they're saying one of his interns, they're blaming the intern, posted on X that a U.S. Ship was escorting tankers. The Navy, the U.S. military, was escorting tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. And he posted this video. And then this video was proven fake. And then the video came down. But when the video was posted, the markets reacted and the price of oil went down. And then when the post was proven to be fake, the price of oil shot back up. So yeah, they're screwing around with the markets, aren't they? They are screwing around with the markets. You know, the price of oil is now being determined by social media posts. Headlines are driving the price of oil up or down. That is what we are seeing. So there was no U.S. Navy or U.S. envoy escorting ships through the Strait of Hormuz. That did not happen. That's fake news. One second, my friend. One second. That was all fake news. And someone's making money from all of this. Someone is making a lot of money from the manipulation in the oil price. Let's see, how am I going to do this? Okay, buddy. Okay, relax. I've only got one hand. Okay, relax. This guy, here you go. Wow. Okay. Let's move on now. Cats take priority over news. So there's a lot of talk about Iran placing mines in the Strait of Hormuz. We still have a little bit right here. So CNN is reporting that Iran has mined the Strait of Hormuz. Not with many mines, a few mines, about 10 mines. And I don't know if this is true or not, to be honest. Iran has sent messages where they are saying that they have not mined the Strait of Hormuz. They're kind of giving out mixed messages, but CNN is claiming that their sources say they have mined the Strait of Hormuz. So what we had yesterday, we had CENTCOM publish a video. I don't have any more. There's no more, unfortunately. That's it. I'm all out. I wish I had more, but I don't have any more. He's hungry. I'm trying to think if there's a kiosk or a shop nearby. Let me check if there's a shop nearby and maybe I'll find something. And then I'll come back People are going to be so upset at me. Quit messing around with the cats and talk about the news. I know, I know. So CENTCOM published a video, and they showed a video of Iranian ships being blown apart. That was the video. Iranian ships getting blown apart. Inactive Iranian ships. And they claim that these are the ships that are laying the mines. But they also say inactive. Trump posted about this on True Social. He's the one that said inactive, actually. I am pleased to report that within the last few hours, we have hit and completely destroyed 10 inactive mine-laying boats and or ships, with more to follow, President Donald J. Trump. So you destroyed mine-laying ships that were not laying mines. And we are getting reports that Iran has much of their mine-laying ships intact. The active mine-laying ships, about 80, 90% of them, have not been destroyed. These are the reports that we are getting. No public photos or satellite proof of the mines in the water. This is what Grok is saying after the CNN report was published about the mines being laid in the Strait of Hormuz. So we don't really have concrete evidence of the mines, at least no photos or videos. But 10 ships, 10 or 16, I think CENTCOM said 16. Yeah, they said 16 mine layers. Trump said 10 inactive mine-laying boats. I don't know. Trump is saying 10, CENTCOM is saying 16. Trump said that they have no navy. That's what Trump was saying. There is no navy. It's been completely destroyed. I guess it has not been completely destroyed. But we do know that Iran has 80 or 90% of their mine-laying ships, the active ones, are not destroyed. The active mine-laying ships are not destroyed, but 10 or 16 inactive ships, mine-laying ships, have been destroyed. So the situation around the Straits of Hormuz with the mines is a bit foggy. Not quite sure what is happening there. Maybe this is another way to manipulate the markets, right? Maybe Trump is hoping to get another volatile swing in the oil price. It's very important for Trump, if he is going to continue this conflict, even if he's going to continue it for the next couple of weeks, that they try to keep the oil price under 100. So I imagine they're going to be coming out with all kinds of announcements related to energy and oil and oil production and oil facilities. Trump said that India is going to be investing something like $300 billion. Reliance is going to invest $300 billion in an oil refinery in Texas. So I think we're going to get a lot of these types of announcements to try and keep the price of oil under 100. So I don't know, was this post by Trump about the mine-laying ships a way to ease concerns about the Strait of Hormuz? It's possible. That could be what's going on. Iran is not really revealing if there are or are no mines in the Strait of Hormuz. By the way, the United States does not have any mine-sweeping ships. The four minesweepers that the U.S. had, past tense, decommissioned, or in the process of being decommissioned. So if Iran does go the route of mines, Well, then, the U.S. is screwed, huh? There was a British ship, or at least reports are saying it was a British ship, but with a Thai flag that was destroyed in the Strait of Hormuz, caught on fire. Maybe by the time I publish this video, we'll have more information on what is going on with this ship. Maybe it was not a British ship, but I did read it had a Thai flag, but belonged to the UK. I've actually read reports which claim that two ships were destroyed along the Strait of Hormuz. I think I've got a shop over there. I think so. Yeah, I think I can go to that shop. So what else? The G7 countries, they look set to release oil reserves. A lot of oil reserves. 400 million barrels is according to the IEA. They're proposing the largest ever oil release from strategic reserves. The previous record was 180 million barrels, and the reports are that we're going to see 400 million barrels released. What did I just say? They need to do everything they can to keep that price of oil under 100. Yasu. CNBC is reporting that oil is making its way to China through the Straits of Hormuz. Iran has shipped about 11.7 to 12 million barrels of crude oil to China through the Strait of Hormuz since the war began on February the 28th. Despite attacks and heavy disruption in the key waterway, many tankers have turned off tracking systems to avoid detection. Iran is also using the Jask terminal on the Gulf of Oman as an alternative export route, though it is slower and less efficient. All right. Oh no, this is not this is not a supermarket. I thought it was a supermarket. Crap. Well, we walk on looking for cat food, looking for a supermarket, a kiosk, anything to get our friend some food. So let's continue with the news. There was another closed door meeting in Congress and the Trump administration to discuss the war with Iran. And at least from the Democrat side of things, they're saying that from their statements that things are not going well. The message from the Democrats that spoke to the media was that there is no plan. No plan at all. Even Warhawk, warmonger, Dick Blumenthal, he said that we seem to be on a path toward deploying American troops on the ground in Iran. Chris Murphy said that he can't reveal much because it was a secret closed-door meeting, but he said that that there is no plan. So boots on the ground and no plan. Oh, here we go. There's a Metro supermarket. That'll do. That'll be just fine. You could also go to Domino's, get the cat a pepperoni pizza. Okay, so things are not looking good, according to the Democrats in Congress. I haven't heard many statements from the Republicans, but we did get news with regards to U.S. military wounded in this war, and the number of wounded U.S. military is 150, up to 150 U.S. troops wounded in Iran war, according to Reuters. So the casualties, the wounded, we're starting to see the numbers come out, and many analysts believe that the numbers that are being reported are much lower than what they actually are. I can't speak to that, but I imagine over time we'll be getting more reports on the actual number of casualties and wounded from this war with Iran. So let me, that's a good place to pause the video. Let me pause the video, get some food, and I'll be right back. We have some food. Let's make our way back to the park. And before I get to the storm shadow attack against Russia in the Bryansk region, let me just go over some more stories connected to the Iran war. I was walking from the park all the way to the supermarket and my bag was open. What a disaster video this is turning out to be. Luckily, I didn't lose anything. Nothing fell out. So some more headlines, and then we'll discuss the storm shadow strike into Bryansk, which was a big strike. So Newsweek is talking about the THAAD defenses that are being removed from Asia, specifically from South Korea, and are now being diverted to the Middle East. Not many THAAD systems, I believe a total of 12. And maybe one or two have already been knocked out. And so now the United States running low on missile defense. They're telling South Korea, give it up. Give up them THAADs. Newsweek, Iran scores a victory as US forced to take THAAD defenses from Asia. So there's some breaking news, which I am not certain this is confirmed, but allegedly, and this could be false, but I'll throw it out there. British Airways, Lufthansa, Air France, KLM, Cathay Pacific, Singapore Airlines, and other international airlines have suspended flights to Dubai for the year. I don't buy that, but maybe it is true. But it sounds a bit suspicious. I'll have to confirm that maybe in my video update tomorrow, or maybe in the comments down below. We can confirm if this news is indeed correct. The E3 without Macron, the E3, the new E3, Britain, Germany, and Italy, bass guitar, Stammer on the drums, BlackRock Mertz and lead vocals and lead guitar, Giorgia Meloni, they kicked out Macron, and they will be putting together some sort of strategy to navigate the Straits of Hormuz. Yeah, okay. You guys put that plan together. From the British Prime Minister's office, the leaders of Britain, Germany, and Italy agreed on the importance of freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz and on working against Iranian threats. These are the same people that are seizing Shadow Fleet oil tankers, and now they're talking about the freedom of navigation, as if they're going to be able to do anything or enforce anything. If the U.S. cannot enforce it, how is the new E3 going to enforce it? Reuters actually posted an article talking about how the Navy is unable to help out with the Straits of Hormuz. U.S. Navy tells shipping industry Hormuz escorts not possible for now. So the U.S. is saying there's going to be nothing escorting ships in Hormuz, according to Reuters. But Britain, Germany, and Italy are saying, we'll fix that problem. We'll solve that one. Yeah, okay. Whatever. Whatever, Stammer. 008. Caroline Leavitt was asked about the Tomahawk incident. The war crime, that's what it was. That's what it is, a war crime that hit the elementary school. And she was asked to comment about Trump's statements with regards to the Tomahawk missile that was used. And Trump's initial denial that it was the United States. He initially said it was Iran that fired this missile into a girl's school. And then Trump said the other day in a press conference that other countries have Tomahawk missiles, when it was revealed that these were multiple Tomahawk missiles that hit the school from the United States. Everything is still being investigated, however. And Trump told the reporter, well, you know, many, many countries have Tomahawks. I believe he said that the Tomahawk is generic. Is that the word that he used? I believe he said something along those lines. Lots of countries have Tomahawks and it's a pretty generic missile or something like that at the press conference the other day. But Caroline Leavitt was asked to talk about Trump's statements, and her reply was also a complete mess. She said that Trump has a right to share his opinions. We won't be harassed by the New York Times making unverified claims. The question was, why did Trump say Iran may have Tomahawk missiles when only the U.S. and its allies have them? Trump has a right to voice his opinions. He's just giving an opinion. Other countries have Tomahawks, Mr. New York Times reporter. It's a pretty generic missile, according to the president. In the president's opinion, could have been other countries with Tomahawks. What a complete disaster for the Trump administration. So let's get to Bryansk. So Trump calls up Putin. Most likely he's looking for an off-ramp, some help in this Iran war debacle. Putin probably laid into Trump. Told him, I warned you, don't do this. It's going to be a disaster. I tried to tell you. And now Iran is putting out messages, signals that even if Trump is looking for some sort of an off-ramp, they're not ready to negotiate any kind of ceasefire or secession or off-ramp with the U.S. president. And so Trump, what does the United States apparently, allegedly green light? Because this would need the United States to green light the missiles, the targeting and all of that. You get 6 or 7 Storm Shadow Scout missiles sent into Bryansk, one after the other. And they did a lot of damage. They hit, I believe they hit a chip-making factory or facility. And there were casualties. Peskov was asked about this incident, and he said that the military will decide on the response. But no coincidence, in my opinion. Trump can give his opinions. I can give my opinion as well. This appears to have been some sort of a message. Yes, it's UK Scalp and Storm Shadow missiles, but it would need the United States military, or NATO military, which is the United States military, to green light this and to successfully pull off this attack. So maybe Trump is sending a message to Russia and to Putin. A lot of reports in the U.S. mainstream media about Russia helping Iran to target the U.S. military. And perhaps Trump did not get the answer he was looking for from Putin when he gave Putin a call to try and get some help. And so this may have been the response. Just a guess. Just a guess. An update on, where is our friend? An update on the Hungary, Ukraine cash and gold story. Peter Sciarto is hinting at perhaps the gold and the cash that Hungary has seized, that Ukraine was moving around, transiting Hungary, 80 million in cash and gold. Maybe this isn't about some sort of an escape plan for the Zelensky regime, but maybe this money, according to Sciarto, is all about meddling in Hungary's April elections. Maybe this money is going to be used, according to the foreign minister of Hungary, to engage in some good old-fashioned EU election meddling, Ukraine EU election meddling. Interesting theory. Makes sense. Hungarian foreign minister Peter Sciarto has suggested the $100 million in cash and gold could have been meant for funding election interference in his country. That does make sense. That's a better theory than what I threw out there yesterday, actually. Then again, why would you need gold? Gold is good if you're looking to escape, if you're looking to disappear, if you're looking to fund NGOs and think tanks and protesters. I would think cash more than gold. Anyway, that's an update there. Pistorius, the defense minister of Germany, he is concerned about Ukraine and the fact that weapons are not making their way to the Zelensky regime. The air defense missiles are now all being diverted to the Middle East. And so Pistorius, what he has done is he has contacted other EU member states, and he managed to put together some missiles, some Patriot missiles for Ukraine, a package of interceptors that he is now going to send to Ukraine. Take a guess how many missiles Pistorius managed to find throughout all of Europe for Le Goblin Vert. Take a wild guess. 500, 1,000, 200, 300. Lower than 300, much lower. 100? Lower 50? Lower 35. 35 Patriot missiles is what the German defense minister managed to find throughout all of Europe to send to the Green Goblin. Those missiles are going to last a total of what? 5 seconds? Tops? That's it. That's what he managed to find. So, clown worlds. Are we entering into the clown world territory? Things are not looking good for the Board of Peace, according to Politico. Politico is sounding the alarm with Trump's Board of Peace. Iran war threatens Board of Peace. With the chief Gaza negotiators handling Iran and Ukraine, Gaza appears to be falling off the radar. Ukraine has fallen off the radar as well. But the Board of Peace, according to Politico, was about putting together enough money for Trump's Gaza plan, for the reconstruction of Gaza, for real estate in Gaza. And now it looks like this is in jeopardy, the Board of Peace. The political article says that the Trump administration has received $16 billion in pledges to the Board of Peace. $16 billion. And the U.S. is going to pitch in $10 billion. No, $16 billion with the U.S. promising $10 billion, the lion's share. Okay, so $6 billion from Board of Peace members, $10 billion from the U.S., and that makes up the $16 billion that will be going to the Board of Peace, $16 billion. And Politico is saying that the Trump White House is now calling up the member states in the Board of Peace to try and collect the money. So far, the board has set up its accounts at the World Bank and JP Morgan Chase, a Trump administration official said Tuesday. We are currently working with countries that made the pledges to get them the wiring info, added the official, who was granted anonymity because they were not authorized to speak to the press. Get them the wiring info so that we can get the money. Quick, get the SWIFT. And the wiring info to these countries. Let's collect those billions. As the war continues with Iran, they're getting nervous. Trump's Board of Peace is starting to get very nervous. So Ursula gave a speech at some nuclear energy event, I believe in Paris. And she has changed her mind. Ursula now believes that it's time for the EU to start building nuclear reactors for energy. She said it was a big mistake for Europe to dismantle their nuclear energy program. Europe needs homegrown, low-carbon energy sources. Nuclear and renewables together have a key role to play. Nuclear energy is available around the clock, providing electricity all year. Europe has been a pioneer in nuclear technology and can lead again. And Ursula is going to be putting together a slush fund. Yep, a $200 million. Doesn't sound like enough, but anyway, she's going to be putting together a $200 million fund. Did I say slush fund? My bad. A fund for nuclear energy. She believes that the EU can be a global hub of next generation nuclear energy. And she got community noted. Yeah, she puts up the video of her giving the speech, talking about how the EU is going to be leading in nuclear energy. And the EU is going to start building nuclear reactors, and she got community noted. She got community freaking noted right away. What does the community note say? Ursula von der Leyen voted to shut down all of Germany's nuclear power plants. What a mess, Ursula. Tatters, I tell you. Nuclear reactors, tatters. No, no more tatters. We need to build nuclear reactors. Let's create a fund. That'll solve the problem. And 10% for the big guy. Oh boy. So we got one more clown world, two more clown world stories. Zelensky, Merkel, and Bono get top EU prize. It's a beautiful day for you too. Oh, more prizes for the globalist elite. What is going on here? The European Parliament on Tuesday honored a host of political heavyweights from across the continent and Irish rock band U2, the European Order of Merit, handed out for the first time this year to recognize people who have contributed to EU values has three ascending ranks: member of the order, honorable member of the order, and distinguished member of the order. Ukrainian President Zelensky, former German Chancellor Merkel, and former Polish President Lech Wałęsa received the top distinction. Maya Sandu also got an award. The Vatican Secretary of State got something. Finnish President Ninitsu got something. Yannis, Greek basketball star Yannis, the Greek freak, got an award. Who else? Jose Andres, the founder of the NGO World Central Kitchen, got an award. And you too also got an award. Alensky, Merkel, and you too. They got the EU Order of Merit, or Merit of Order, or whatever the award is called. Got a war in Iran going on. We're about to enter an energy meltdown, a gas and oil energy meltdown. Straits of Hormuz closed. Still got the war in Ukraine going on, where NATO, the EU, and the Zelensky regime are being absolutely defeated, and the EU is busy creating awards and handing out awards. Kaya Kallas is sanctioning Iran. Okay, sanction Iran. God help us. We're not done. We are not done. We have a Swedish opposition leader who is saying that Europe can wipe out Russia, can bomb Russia to smithereens. Just what we need. That's what's missing. Bombing Russia to smithereens. From the Swedish Social Democrat leader, who is, according to the Nordic Times, she is very upset with Macron offering a French nuclear umbrella to various countries. That is what Macron is offering Greece, Poland, and four or five other countries, this nuclear protection of France. And he's going to call a meeting to see if all these countries are interested, and they are interested in receiving France's protection, their nuclear umbrella, hosting French nukes. And the Swedish opposition leader, she doesn't like this idea. She is dismissing this idea. She believes this can be solved within NATO. It should be NATO and the United States that are providing the nuclear protection to Europe. And she made the point in this interview, even today, Europe has nuclear weapons, so we can bomb Russia to smithereens, Anderson said, arguing that any potential French nuclear umbrella should be handled within NATO rather than through bilateral talks. We can bomb Russia to smithereens. All right, I will end the video there. I'll probably stick around here for 5 or 10 minutes. See if our friend shows up. But that is the video for today. TheDuran.locals.com. We're on X, we're on Rumble, we're on Telegram. Go to Duran Shop, pick up some merch. Also check us out on Substack. I know today's video was a bit of a mess. Past couple of videos have been a bit of a mess, but what can I do? Doing the best I can. I will see everyone tomorrow. Take care. I think we found our friend. Is that you? That is you. That is you. All right, let's see here. Let's see what we got. How am I going to open this with one hand? Let's see, I'll get it done. All right, there we go. Whoa, relax, 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 relax. He smelled it right away. Relax, relax. I'm getting it open. I'm getting it open. There you go. All right, he's all good. Okay. Mission accomplished. I will see everyone tomorrow. Time to get this video up. Take care.